This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Easy Ways to Destroy Public Trust. It's important to believe that the vast majority of public officials are honest and straightforward servants of the common weal. Why do some of them have such a blind spot in this area and such a ready willingness to destroy public trust? Take insider trading, for example. The slimmest minority of Americans are in any position to stumble onto inside information on any company's actions to then couple it with fancy stock transactions on the major exchanges. The Securities Exchange Commission, SEC, regularly polices people within the industry where there are suspicions about insider trading. People occasionally go to jail for it and return the ill-gotten gains. There's no question that this is both wrong and illegal. Unbelievably, 97 senators and congressmen reportedly made stock trades on companies and their actions that were under the supervision of committees on which they serve. That's almost 20% of our federally elected representatives. Oh my goodness, their excuses in the main were so incredibly lame. Wives and husbands took the lion's share of the blame, while they claimed to be dumber than post. More stupidly, they were having to answer to this after significant scandals for senators within the last years who seemed to almost be day traders while working on their public jobs. As incredibly, they seem to have never passed any legislation that makes such wheeling and dealing illegal. Speaker Pelosi promises to do something, but she was also named among the possible inside traders, and I don't think this is high on her list. The optics are terrible, and the pretense at ethics is laughable. Not that this is just a federal problem. There's a quixotic recall effort underway in New Orleans now to recall the mayor. The bar is so high that I'd be surprised if it were successful, but I'm not surprised that it's all the rage for many. Mayor LaToya Cantrell, by my lights, has not done a bad job as mayor, but more recently has almost gone out of her way to create this mess by her refusal to take responsibility for her own actions and policies. No small part of it was based on wildly exorbitant travel expenses on foreign travel that didn't pass muster as much more than a junket. The price tag is $60,000 for six trips so far in 2022, with one splurge for almost $30,000 to some unknown town on the French Riviera that also somehow involves some high-priced time in Paris. When the media hounded her about repaying the city, her refusal was categorical, and her defense was an implausible claim that she had to fly first class with all the trimmings for safety reasons. The number of incidents where passengers are in physical danger on intercontinental flights is so minuscule as to be virtually non-existent. Come on. We wonder why Trump thought he could keep his grifting going in the White House and beyond, but maybe we were naive. He may have thought that was simply standard operating procedure. The way some public officials are acting, maybe he was right, as much as it hurts to say so. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.